talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
With us in studio this morning, we have Teb Beatty, and we're going to talk a little bit about paying your property taxes and everything else that goes along with it. And I guess, Teb, starting off, tell us a little bit about your background for those who may be new to the area.
Well, I'm the Rutherford County trustee. I get to work in the historic courthouse, Scott. When they list the WGNS and the clock on the courthouse says it's 8 o'clock, I get to work in that building. And so our office is there on the main floor. And then we also have an office in Smyrna in the county clerk's building off Weekly Lane on I Street where you get your car tags. There's an office there to assist those in the north end of the county. But I've been in this job now for a number of years, in fact, 18 years that I've been able to do this and been in the community all my life in Rutherford County. And enjoy very much being able to serve in the role of trustee. And we do collect property taxes and administer those tax programs. But we also do all the banking for the county and all the investing for the county. So that's a kind of a part of our job that lots of folks don't see. They just kind of interface with us on the tax side, the property tax side. But actually, that's just a part of what our office does overall.
It's hard to believe you've been there for 18 years now.
It is true. But I have to make myself say, has it been that long?
So working as trustee, what was that like, going into it for the first time? And then what's it like today?
Scott, I remember the first day that I went in. And at that point, we were still going to the bank, walking to the bank and picking up. We were actually on a warrant system. I don't get all the different checking, but we would approve those checks, quote unquote, every day, and then take a check back to the bank to cover from one account to the other to cover those warrants that were presented for the day. So I remember the first day walking in and just trying to learn. And Ms. Julie Bratcher, who is my chief deputy, was then and it still is and does a wonderful job, said, "Mr. Beatty, I need to sign this check." And it was for $1.7 million, Scott. And I thought, well, I hope all this is accurate, because if it's not, Rutherford County, I'm going to have to live a long time for Rutherford County to get their money back. But it was learning the job and all the checks and balances and all the controls that we have. And now we've automated that. We do electronic banking. But that as I started, that was probably one of the biggest shocks, the amount of volume that we deal with. And I still think about that very often. But we get comfortable and learn. Again, we have lots of controls that we control that. But working again, we do the banking, so we keep the payrolls going and the bills paid and bonds repaid and all of that. So it's kind of routine, but there's not just extra zeros, there's just extra commas than most of us deal with in our personal life. But it's challenging, it's fun. I enjoy doing it. And then I enjoy dealing with people, which is the part I've always liked, is helping individuals as they come in or as they call, and trying to work with them, not only on things we do in the trustee's office, but very often we'll get calls because people interface with us through the tax and say, I know you probably don't do this, but can you help me? Who do I need to talk to, or how can I solve that? That's a fun part of what we do, to try to help people navigate county government.
So when you first started as trustee, whenever, I guess, at the close of each day, you would have to literally write a check, then go deposit that into the county's bank, and then do the same thing the next day?
We would do that. Yeah, it was actually before lunch. We would get the checks that had been presented for payment, that the county had written. We would walk up to the bank, get those, go through, make sure that they were all legitimate, and then take that money, and it would just move it actually from one account to the other, but write a check and walk it back to the bank. And now, again, with electronic banking, we do all that in a different way. But that was how we did it. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but certainly things have changed in the way we do all kinds of things.
That alone shows how much things have changed, because today you do everything, like you said, electronically. But back then, physically depositing a check, I mean, gosh, that would leave more room for error, it seems like.
Do you know, Scott, you bring up a really great point, because lots of us that aren't as young as we used to be, and for those of you who are listening on radio, there's some wonderful pictures around the studio and playing the studio from years gone by in WGS history, and even Scott, when you were quite young, and Bart and Leanne, but that just seems like the other day. And as things have changed, very often we're afraid of the technology, and we'll hear on TV about the fraud in technology. But to be honest with you, the most attempted fraud we see is with paper checks. It is not in the electoral vote. And we've got to try to have controls, and there's no way you can be 100%, but it's still with those paper checks. So actually the electronic has more checks and balances and controls than the paper checks do.
So did you see cases where people tried to forge a Rutherford County government check?
It's happened in even last week.
I guess they were probably trying to be on the receiving end of getting a county check.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is not an uncommon thing for copy machines are so great now. With color copiers, that is a problem, but we have controls. Fortunately, we haven't lost any money on those. Then sometimes they will actually get a check and what we call wash it, where they'll take a check that's got Scott Walker's name on it and will very professionally clean that and put Ted Beatty's name on it. And you know, try to get those through, and that's it's just not an uncommon experience across the state as we work with others and even in our own county. So we try to have controls, and fortunately have not lost money on any of those, but you just have to be vigilant.
So when situations like that arise, it seems like it's going to be pretty obvious who the suspect is if the check's written out to them.
Well, especially now with the ability in the banking system to open online accounts and to scan those with your phone, never actually go into the bank, those are open sometimes fraudulently and often from folks who are overseas, or sometimes there are rings. Several years ago, when I say several, just a couple of years ago, there was a ring that was nationwide. They finally caught an individual in the Carolinas, but they had been cashing checks from California to the Carolinas, driving across the country, it was a ring because there were partners in different communities who were pulling these checks out of the mail. They were going across, driving across the country apparently, and cashing them in different banks and moving on to the next place. So it's can be fairly organized.
Have you been surprised to see the price increases in like real estate properties since you first started compared to today?
Yes, sir. Not only in our office, I think for all of us that have lived here, Scott, it's just, especially in the last couple of years, we've seen tremendous inflation, escalation in the price of real estate, raw land and housing. It has just been a real period of boom in those prices. And I think there's a lot of thought, well, when they're going to go back down, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. It doesn't traditionally. I think we probably have seen a slow up in the escalation. I don't believe prices are escalating today like they were maybe this time last year and the year before, but those have escalated significantly. And there's, I think a lot of it is lots of people want to live here.
Yeah. When people come to pay those taxes, do they ever get mad at you and misdirect their anger? Not at, well, our county's grown this much and land is more scarce, but do they direct some of that anger or bitterness maybe at the price towards you?
Some, but not maybe as much as you think. I'll be honest with you, Scott, not as much as I was prepared for when I came in the office. I thought there would be more of that. There is some of that. And I think none of us are overly wild about paying taxes. We're not in our office either, but we understand that it's necessary, and most all of us do, to keep our community going. Usually where there is anger or concern is when there has been or perceived, maybe it didn't, but perceived there's been some abuse or something that's unfair or some waste. And, you know, if there has been a problem, we need to correct it. But sometimes it's a misunderstanding and we can kind of talk through that. And, you know, I would be upset if what this person thought happened had happened. I'd be upset too. But sometimes that it wasn't quite the way that it worked out. And when we talk through it, it's better. But I think it's important as a county, as government, cities, and as a community, that we do those things that are necessary, but always do them as frugally as we can and as effectively as we can. And most of the time, if we're trying to do that, most taxpayers understand, but they expect us to do that, and that's really a responsibility we have to do.
Now, there are programs in place for those who may be retired, and or you also have programs in place, I guess, for those who may be a disabled veteran who are out of the military now. But these programs that are in place, you have to actually sign up for them. They don't just automatically occur. And they do have the ability to, I guess, what, freeze your property tax where it is today?
You do. Now, that's for seniors. We'll talk about the freeze because there's two different programs. There's tax relief and tax freeze, and that can be a little bit confusing. But let's talk about the tax freeze. That's for individuals 65 years of age or older. Now, not Everybody doesn't have to be over 65. So we have a couple that owns a home. One of them has to be 65 because sometimes there's a difference in age, and so one of them has to be 65. And you're right. It's not automatic. You have to apply, and there is an income limit. And the income limit for the applicant, their spouse, and all owners of the property, and today we're using 2023 income. And that's $60,000, which is a significant jump. It had been right at $48,000 last year, but the commission approved to up that to a $60,000. So if your income is below $60,000, and that's income from all sources, then you can qualify for that tax freeze. Now, what does that freeze do? It keeps your property taxes from increasing, either in a reappraisal, which in Rutherford County today is on a four-year reappraisal. So that's where the assessor's office goes and resets those values, equalizes those values. And sometimes your taxes can go down. If they do and you're on the freeze, your taxes will go down and freeze at that lower amount. But if your taxes were set to go up, if you're on the freeze and continue to maintain that, your taxes won't increase. Or if there's a tax increase, your taxes would increase. So it protects you from a tax increase. If you make an improvement to your house, if you add a garage or enclose a porch, then proportionally that would change. But if your house and property stays the same, then your taxes are frozen. You do have to come in every year to requalify, so it's not a one and done, but we can help you with that. And we typically do appointments. You can call our office at 615-898-7705. We'll tell you what information that we need for you to bring, and we'll gladly make you an appointment to come in. And we have until April the 5th for tax freeze and tax relief to sign you up that would be effective for the 2024 tax year. So actually last year's taxes, which we're collecting through the end of this month without interest. So February 28th for your 2024 taxes is the deadline. Starting on March 1, there'll be interest applied to those. So you come in, and then there's tax relief. Now we have tax relief for seniors. So that's age 65 or older. Basically the same as the tax freeze, except the income limit is lower. It's $36,370. $70. That program actually pays part of your taxes. You can get money from the state and then the county matches. So today, for most individuals, they're getting $126 from the state and $252 from the county for their 24 taxes. That also applies to disabled homeowners. So if you're disabled through Social Security and your income is less than $36,370, again, the applicant, their spouse, and all other owners of the property, then they could also qualify for tax relief. If you are a disabled veteran or the surviving spouse of a disabled veteran, and this is someone who has a total and permanent disability through the Veterans Administration, there's no income limit on that one. There is on for seniors and disabled, but for disabled veterans, no income limit. So you can make any amount of money and qualify. You do have to come into our offices, and they actually get $695 from the state and $306 from the county for their property taxes. But again, you have to come in every year to sign up for those. But call our office at 615-898-7705, and we'll be glad to explain it more, tell you what we need you to bring, and get you signed up. And April the 5th is the deadline for those programs.
I know as we age, we often talk to attorneys, put wills together, and one of those things we may do is put our home into a trust if our home is paid for. If that home is in a trust for a senior citizen, can they still get approved for the tax freeze?
As long as it is a revocable trust. Irrevocable trusts don't qualify. Revocable trusts do, as long as that individual, 65 or older, is the beneficiary of the trust. So it does matter. But typically, most homes that are put into a trust do qualify for the program.
Okay.
So that does include. But if you put your children on the deed, it doesn't keep you from qualifying, but we would have to count their income. So if they have income, it could put you over the limit, because we do have to count all owners of the property. And so that occurs fairly often, where they put their children on the deed, and that we would have to count their income.
Again, Ted Beatty with us this morning, the trustee of Rutherford County. And going back to the programs that are available for disabled veterans, for veterans who served in the military and who are now out, who, again, do they need to go through in order to get help with their taxes like this?
They can call the Rutherford County Trustees offices. They can come to either Smyrna or Murfreesboro at 898-7705, area code 615-898-7705. We'll explain the program and try to make them an appointment. Their application, because it doesn't have an income requirement, is fairly quick. But the first time, we would just basically need them to bring in a driver's license if it has their current address on it, and sign some paperwork to get that started. And also, if you're the surviving spouse of a disabled veteran, so the veteran has passed, but their surviving spouse, as long as they've not remarried, also qualify for that relief.
Now, I know we've had some news stories on in the past talking about those who are 60-plus and have their homes paid for. Do you see that a lot of people who are in this area who are 60-plus do have their homes completely paid for, or a lot of folks still getting loans for houses?
It's a mix. I'm not sure what the percentage are. I think a significant amount of those 65 and older would have their homes paid, but there are quite a few who still have mortgages on their homes that they're paying out.
I mean, with our changing atmosphere of prices, because man, prices have gone up so much over the years. I know some folks are having to get loans just to make ends meet right now. So that's got to be tough.
The reverse mortgage, we're seeing more of those as well, and they can be beneficial. I don't know all the pros and cons. Not necessarily an advocate, but sometimes those can be helpful as well to give folks some cash flow, because their largest asset may well be their home, and with these escalating prices, they've got quite a lot of equity, and so they're able to tap into that to help with living expenses.
Now, I know we've seen, and this has happened in, you know, states and cities, counties all over the country, but when one spouse dies, the spouse that passes away may have been the one who routinely paid all the bills, paid the taxes. And what happens in those cases when a senior comes in and says, you know, I'm lost. I don't know what to do, where to begin. And I know I need to pay property taxes, but I don't know when or where.
Well, our staff will be glad to help you. The ladies that I get to work with do a great job. And very often individuals are grieving, and the spouse that has passed did take care of most of the business. And so they're not sure, did this get paid or not paid? How do I do this? Feel free to give us a call or come by one of our offices, and we'll be glad to tell you whether it's paid or not, and try to help you set up an opportunity. And Scott, you don't have to pay it all in one lump. We do take partial payments, which sometimes helps not to have to pay it all at one time. We do accept partial payments, but any balance that's not paid by March 1st does accrue interest, but only on that remaining balance. So sometimes we need a little time after 1st of March to get it paid. You can do that, but there will be interest. And then we also have a program that you can sign up for where you can have it drafted out once a month. Our office will do that. So you can spread those payments out actually over 12 months. And that happens automatically for folks who have been used to having that done through their mortgage. And they say, I've paid my mortgage off, but I really like not having to come up with that all at one time. You can sign up for that. Or maybe for those who are seniors, said, I'm just not good at the business, I'd rather this just be taken care of, then you can come in one time and sign up for that. And we draft it out over a 12-month period to make sure that your taxes are paid each year. And we're glad to work with you on that. And any of those programs, you're welcome to come in or give us a call, and we'll be glad to assist you. And that's a big change. We're talking about changes. When I first came into office, we didn't accept credit cards or debit cards. Now we do. We didn't have an internet presence. A large part of our payments and inquiries now are over the internet. Our website is rctrustee.com. You can make a payment. If you've lost your bill or didn't get one, you can print one. You can print a receipt. So if you're doing your taxes and want to know what you paid in taxes, instead of having to call our office or come by, you can just go to rctrustee.com and print a receipt that looks like one in the office. And it is, there's hundreds of hits a day on our website, either for payments or to print a bill or to print a receipt or just to see what the amount is. And that certainly changed the way that we do business, Scott.
Hey, I know for us, we always pay our county property taxes online just because it is a lot easier, and you're able to see, oh, did I pay it last year? Did I pay it? You're able to see all of that information there. It does make it a whole lot easier.
You can do it, because sometimes you get home and put the kids down, or you get supper done or whatever, and go, ah, what did I pay in taxes last year? Well, in the olden days, our office was closed, and you can find it. Now you can pull out your phone, your laptop, and your pad and look online and get that and have it done and move on to something else, because we do find that a lot of the inquiries come after business hours.
Yeah,
when individuals get home and want to look at that. But that's made a huge change in our office.
I know a couple of years ago we heard that a lot of like hedge fund companies were coming into Rutherford County and buying multiple properties and turning them into rental properties. In those cases, do those companies that own those properties, do they pay the property taxes on time just like everyone else?
Yes, they typically do. Most all of those get paid. If they don't, they pay interest at 1.5% per month. That's consistent for everybody. It is pretty rare for a large property owner almost of any type to not pay those on time. And occasionally there are those who don't. But again, the field is level. So I'm a big owner. Can you give me grace? The law doesn't allow for that, nor would we want to do that. Everybody, you know, has the same opportunities and the same requirements.
Do we still see public auctions in Rutherford County for people who have, you know, gone for years without paying their property taxes?
We do. We typically have one annually. And again, that has changed. We used to stand in the courthouse and do that. And now that's an online auction. And COVID kind of pushed us. I think a lot of things were changing. COVID really sped some of that up. But we've done that, and it's been very successful. All the properties have sold in those auctions. But we do have an annual sale for those properties that have delinquent taxes for an extended period.
And I guess people can find out about those on the website?
They can. Or also, that's actually done through the Chancery Court. So that website is rcchancery.com. And that sale normally comes up in the fall.
Okay.
It's when that sale comes up online and those properties sale.
Again, Ted Beatty with us this morning, trustee for Rutherford County. Now, if anybody has any questions, is it easier to call or stop by or drop an email?
Any of the above. Any of the above work. You're certainly welcome. We love to see people. We'd love for you to come into our offices in Murfreesboro. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And in our Smyrna location, we're open 8 to 4, but we do close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 in the Smyrna location. But the phone number again is 615-898-7705. The phone is a great way, because sometimes those questions are a little bit unique, and we can get right on the phone with you and bring up your property. If you're asking about one of our programs, we can look and see. This shows it in a trust. We'll need you to bring that trust document when you come. Who is this individual? Well, that's my spouse who's deceased. Well, we'll need you to bring a death certificate. Or they'll say, that's my son or daughter. And then we'll have the conversation about needing to count their income and those things. So it, you know, kind of calling ahead and making appointments saves you having to wait and saves you multiple trips. But we'd love to see you. If you're just around the square or in Smyrna, drop in and see us.
Now, have you yourself got an office in both locations?
I work mostly in the Murfreesboro office. Could meet you in Smyrna, be glad to. We have typically one clerk that works in Smyrna. She's at the far left, so when you go, can't go through the drive-in in Smyrna, but don't get in the car tag line. Come in and go to the clerk on the far left when you come into the Smyrna location, and they can help you. And then when it gets really busy here toward the end of February, we'll have a couple of individuals. We'll have a couple of windows there to be able to help you.
Sounds good. Again, Ted Beatty with us. Well, Ted, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And if we can help you, do feel free to call us and let us know if you have any questions or concerns. We just want to be there to help you.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
This is Peter Demas inviting you to enjoy a meal with our family at Demas's Restaurant. With cold and flu season here, nothing helps my family more than having the Demas's baked chicken and rice soup. It was a soup that was created by my grandmother, and we not only sell it by the cup, but we also sell it by the quart, by the half gallon, and by the gallon. So stop by anytime today and bring soup to your family that may be sick or a friend that's been sick, or just to enjoy it just because it tastes so good. Demas's Restaurant,